How many of you have heard of Nicky Cruz before? You know the gang leader. Isn't that amazing? All the older people raised their hand and none of the youth raised their hand. That was great. I said, raise your hand. Boom. Then there was this voidness among the youth. Well, let me tell you the story. For those of you who know the story, it'll review your memory. For those of you who are youth who haven't heard of Nicky Cruz, I'll tell you a new one. Nicky Cruz was the toughest gang leader in New York. Whatever Nicky Cruz wanted, he got. If he saw a nice little lady and he wanted to go to bed with that lady, he'd look at her, he'd give the motion and she would come, and if she wouldn't come, he'd have her beat up. Now the gangs back then were the type of gangs that didn't fight as some of the gangs fight today with 45s. They fought with chains and with bottles and with bats. If any of you remember the story, West Side Story, it was similar to that type of brawling. But let me tell you, Nicky Cruz's gang was the number one Uno gang. But there was a guy by the name of David Wilkerson, and David Wilkerson saw fit to go in to literally the busiest, the toughest part of New York, and he felt that he was led by God, and I think he was led by God, or he would have never made it, to go in and let people know in those tough places that God was alive and God cared for them. In fact, David Wilkerson one time walked up to Nicky Cruz, the big gang leader, and said, God loves you, and I do too. And Nicky Cruz went just like this, and spit right in his face. But it seemed that wherever Nicky Cruz went, there was the remembrance of what David Wilkerson had said to him. Well, the police were getting on to the gang fights. They knew where they were going to be fighting, and so right at the last minute, for those of you who have ever read the book before, The Cross and the Switchblade, you'll remember that Nicky Cruz's gang and their opposing gang decided that they were going to come and fight literally in a meeting very similar to this because they knew the police would get no wind of it. And so sure enough, there were people like you who came in, sat down. There were mothers and dads with their little children, and they came in, and all of a sudden, the one gang walked in and walked in on the right side and sat down, put their bats, put their chains, put their bottles underneath the seats. And then all of a sudden, in came Nicky Cruz's gang, and they sat down, and there were people looking at each other going, oh, and the soloist came out. She came out and she started singing. When she saw the gangs, she went, and she went back right over here by Nicky Cruz and said, I can't sing. He said, you go out and sing. Okay. And she comes back out and she finishes her song. And she was never so glad to be done with any song in her entire life. Man, she got off the stage. David Wilkerson came up and started to preach, started to talk about God, about the forgiveness of God and the love of God. And all of a sudden, one of the guys out of one of the gangs jumps up right on the stage and goes, that's it! We fight right now! And man, guys start hitting, man, people are grabbing their kids, starting to whip out of this auditorium. The gangs are standing up, starting to go towards each other, and all of a sudden there was a movement on the stage, on the platform, and it was Nicky Cruz. He goes, stop! That's it! That's it! There will be no fighting. What the preacher boy says, it got to me. Anybody want to fight, you fight me. Nobody wanted to fight Nicky Cruz. You see, you have to go back a few days earlier when Nicky Cruz was found by his right-hand man in an alley, taking his fist and beating it on a wall and going, why, why, why? And his right-hand man came up and said, Nicky, what's the matter with you? He said, I can't get away with it. I can't get away from him. I can't. Why does God always pick on me right now? And his right-hand man looked at him and said, because Nicky, if God can reach you, he can reach anybody. And a few days later, he did. Why? Because you can try to run from God. And you may, but your life will be miserable. Why do you want to run from someone who says, I will never leave you nor forsake you? An attribute of God is this, is the fact that He is omnipresent, God is everywhere. The practical application is He will never leave you nor forsake you.
Hebrews 13:5.